Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, January 23rd, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, Apple is inviting select creators to a so-called Apple Experience next week in Los Angeles. The event is likely to focus on the launch of Apple Creator Studio, the company's new all-in-one subscription bundle for its creative apps. It's possible that Apple announces new MacBook Pros next week, and this event also serves as a chance for creators to try them out. The invite tells creators to save the date for an Apple Experience that will take place January 27th through the 29th in Los Angeles, California. The invite was sent prior to Apple announcing Apple Creator Studio earlier this month, but it is only now gaining traction on social media. The so-called Apple Experience will likely give creators the ability to try out the new Creator Studio bundle, including briefings with Apple product managers and in-depth demos. Apple Creator Studio is set to launch January 28th, and it offers access to Apple's full creative app suite for $12.99 a month or $129 per year. The question, of course, is whether Apple will also announce new MacBook Pros in conjunction with this event. We're waiting on the launch of the M5 Pro and M5 Max versions of the MacBook Pro, following the launch of the M5 base MacBook Pro last year. As we talked about earlier this week, shipping times for select M4 Pro and M4 Max configurations are facing extended delays, and that's usually a good indicator of an imminent refresh. But whether or not Apple chooses next week to announce the more powerful MacBook Pros remains to be seen. Next up today, a large chunk of the United States is set to face a massive winter storm this weekend, and in the lead-up to that, many people have turned to the weather app on their iPhone for forecasts. The problem is that the forecasts presented by Apple Weather are often inconsistent and dramatic. The New York Times has a new story kind of explaining why exactly that's the case. The Times explains that when a meteorologist crafts a forecast, they pull data from multiple different weather models, most of which are updated several times a day, as well as guidance from the National Weather Service. Meteorologists also wait to put together a specific forecast with snowfall predictions until closer to the actual event. This is because a lot can change between when the first signs of a weather event show up on early models and when the system actually moves through. Apple Weather, meanwhile, will gladly show you a quote-unquote forecast with snow totals up to 10 days in advance. The problem is that weather models don't have a grasp on the specifics of a system that far in advance, and Apple Weather lacks that nuance. This is where things get messy, and you see pictures on social media of Apple Weather predicting over 30 inches of snow for cities on the East Coast. The Times explains that many weather apps, including Apple Weather, show the results from a single forecast model, instead of the many models that meteorologists will draw from in preparing their own reports. Apple Weather and similar apps pull that raw data and deliver it straight to the iPhone user, but without the context that allows for other possibilities. Sometimes that ends up being right, sometimes not. It's a problem that has also irked many meteorologists. One posted on Twitter this week, quote, "I think 95% of the meteorological community would be happy if Apple Weather disappeared. That app is just a disaster for the weather enterprise," end quote. Apple Weather is still useful for near-term forecasts and for features like severe weather alerts, but realistically, the best approach is to have multiple sources for your weather information, especially during potential severe weather situations. The best advice is to download the local apps from your local weather stations, as these include forecasts created directly for your area by your local meteorologists. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean, powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. If you're the kind of person who loves being organized, you need to try Stuff. It's a new to-do list app for iPhone and iPad, built for people who love to write things down, check them off, and complete their goals. It's designed to make capturing tasks as easy and frictionless as possible. Lists and Stuff are built like complete projects, so that trip you want to plan, the business you want to start, or the book you want to write can actually start to take form, step by step. Download Stuff today for free at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. Save 50% with code 9TO5 at checkout. My thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. Rounding out today, a new report from The Information dives into the current structure of Apple's AI organization, now overseen by Craig Federighi. According to the story, Federighi is responsible for Apple's decision to use models from outside companies like Google. The report also corroborates previous reporting in saying that Federighi was an AI skeptic until trying ChatGPT in late 2020. There are a number of reasons outlined in the report as to why Federighi was skeptical of AI until then. The report describes him as a penny pincher who likes to keep a tight rein on salaries and is hesitant to invest in risky projects when the payoff isn't clear. This is one of the reasons he didn't buy into the AI hype until 2022. And people who spoke to The Information say that it still remains one of the potential risks in making Federighi the head of AI like he is today. According to the report, Federighi's lieutenants tried for years to get him on board with AI. Apple engineers reportedly pitched him on a feature that would use AI to quote-unquote dynamically change the iPhone home screen. Federighi's belief was that this feature would disorient users who are used to knowing exactly where their apps are located. Ultimately, the report says that Federighi came around on AI in late 2022 after playing around with ChatGPT. At this point, he reportedly told colleagues that he had come to appreciate that kind of AI technology and tasked his teams with ways of including it in Apple products. Fast forward to where we are today, and Federighi is overseeing Apple's AI group. Mike Rockwell is in charge of Siri and reports directly to Federighi. The Information says that Rockwell and Federighi have had disagreements in the past, with Rockwell reportedly viewing Federighi's approach to software development as too conservative and that Apple needed to think bigger. But presumably that disagreement has been put into the past as the two work together on the future of Apple intelligence and a more powerful Siri. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it is very helpful to us if you head to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. My thanks to Stuff, the powerful to-do list app, for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Be sure to check them out at the link in the show notes. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.